So, if you're a fan of the original 1990s Animaniacs cartoon, then of course one of the characters you might know about probably more than anything, you know, is a character that a lot of people were hoping for to show up, you know, fully in the rebooted soft continuation of the series when it was on Hulu. Now, yes, we did see her basically in some cameo appearances on screen as part of an angry mob of original characters that basically was kidnapped by Chicken Boo, who was in disguise as a hunter trying to, you know, make them his trophies, as well as we saw her in some picture cameos as well. And basically one of the explanations as to why, you know, their show originally, you know, was kind of changed up a little bit. But when you look at Minerva in the original series, she took on a lot of roles outside of her two initial cartoons, and we'll get into those in a moment. But basically, she took on, she took on the role of a suspect on a boat in her first on-screen appearance, which is Herculean Yakko. Then, of course, she had some other roles as well. She played a femme fatale, basically chasing after something and always getting her tail grabbed by Ralph, who was always forgetting his lines or something like that. You also had her in the Macadamia Nut parody of the Macarena song and video. So she she had a lot of roles. And originally she was pitched to team up, according to what I understand. She was originally pitched to team up kind of in a buddy, I wouldn't say buddy cop, but more like a odd couple kind of thing with Slappy Squirrel. Yeah. Don't believe me, look it up. Apparently, one of the original writers on the series came out not that long ago and basically stated that Minerva was supposed to be paired up with Slappy Squirrel in sort of an odd couple kind of like scenario. And you can only imagine what that, you know, how that would have played out. I mean, with the way Minerva was always characterized and everything, I could see Slappy basically being, you know, like, you know, ready to basically reel her in, or Slappy would be, you know, prepared for like whatever wild take or gag that Minerva would, end up doing. Like, we know one of the popular traits with her shorts, and again, we'll get into this in a moment, is the lustful melt. And pairing her up with Slappy, you can only imagine Slappy basically being like, okay, reaching over to the side, grabbing a mop and a bucket and just mopping and, you know, squeezing a melted Minerva into a bucket and then dumping that bucket upside down to reform her. I could see something like that possibly occurring, or would have occurred, in my opinion, you know, had they gone through with it. Now, speaking of one of her shorts, Meet Minerva, there's actually more screen cells out there, and I think I have some of them. There are some screen cells out there, you know, animation cells, of scenes that were not included, you know, towards the end when she met her best friend's cousin. You know, there were some moments, you know, when she meets him, you know, that were cut out of the original. And I looked at these and I'm thinking, man, you know, why didn't they add them in there? Now, if I can include them here in this video, in this audio video, you'll see exactly what I'm talking about. But it's like I looked at this, and I'm like, man, that would have been nice to see. Because, you know, you got like one moment where, you know, her, you know, the heartbeat, you know, gag is happening, and it's literally engulfing her entire body and stuff. And it's like, you know, you look at that, and you're thinking, why couldn't they have added that in? That would have made it even better, you know, with her reaction and stuff. But unfortunately, they didn't. But when I look at these two cartoons, though, outside of the other appearances she made before and after, I mean, she even appeared in Wacko's Wish, and she even appeared in the Star Wars parody they did. When I look at these two cartoons, you know, to me that's just a novelty as to, you know, why they became so popular. And it's not just because of the way, you know, her character is designed and everything, but it's also the fact that she kind of gets her comeuppance. And the way she gets her comeuppance is basically similar in gag to the males. We see that. You know, we saw it at the end of Meet Minerva, you know, when she ends up doing pretty much all the same kind of gag that Newt did every time he would bump into her. You know, she ended up doing that, you know, but then again, she would also do other gags that he didn't do. Like, for example, after she does some of the gags he did when meeting her or encountering her, you know, what does she do to add to it? Oh, I don't know. How about she literally melts in her best friend's cousin's arms. She literally melts in his hands, and she does a melting to, and the melting she does, basically, I should say, is she ends up splitting in half, like one half goes this way and the other half goes that way, and they all meet up basically into one puddle, you know, that she, you know, remains at for about a few seconds, and then she pops up and reforms herself as an obnoxious, you know, boat horn, and then she basically kind of goes back to normal, but then she has all these multiple heads of her popping out, looking, you know, across every part of, you know, her best friend's cousin's body and all that. So, you know, so to me, when she gets her comeuppance, sometimes she does it, you know, just a bit more. It's like the animators and the writers decided we're going to have Minerva take it a step further, you know, with her interpretation of the gags, and they do it. They absolutely do it. I mean, you go to Moon over Minerva, and we saw how she reacts to the werewolf version of, you know, Wilford. We've seen that. I mean, we saw how Wilford acts towards her when he sees her and everything, but then she completely just goes off the chain when she sees him. I mean, her eyes literally pop out of her head, and, you know, her body's like in a standstill, like frozen, because her eyes, you know, left her, you know, to go check out the Wilford werewolf and all that. And then you get the, and then of course you get the melting scene, the lustful melt scene, if you will. And just like I mentioned with Newt, you know, she takes it a step further. Now, Newt didn't do a melting or anything like that. That was something that Minerva, the animators, the writers, added to her gag when she saw, you know, Trudy's cousin, you know, her best friend's cousin, if you will. And, you know, with Moon over Minerva, I should say, what they did is they basically made it to where she would do similar gags, you know, at times. But, you know, she would also do her own thing, like we saw, like I said, with Meet Minerva. So, for example, when she sees Wilford's werewolf form for, like, the second time, you know, and she says, Yahoo, my man, what does she do? She stands up straight and literally melts. Now, when Wilford melted and everything, after, you know, Minerva was leading him on at the beginning of the short, you know, what happens? Does he completely melt and just, you know, be a puddle and that's it? No. He does melt. He is a puddle, but the thing is, he talks. He still talks and everything, and he's like, I can't feel my legs. That's it. You know, that's what he says. He's able to talk. But when Minerva does her interpretation of the gag, when she starts getting her comeuppance and everything, you know, what happens? She ends up melting completely into a puddle to the point that, as I've mentioned on several occasions, Wilford literally, in his werewolf form, has to pick her up, you know, he has to pick her up like a wet towel and, you know, wring her out, you know, just to reform her, if you will. He has to wring her out like a red towel, you know, and, you know, just to reform her. Because as I've mentioned before in the past, I think that if Wilford wanted to, he could have walked off to the city, gotten something to eat at a nice diner, gone and seen a maybe 2-hour, 3-hour movie in a theater, if you will, and then basically come back, and guess what? Minerva would still be there on the ground, completely melted. You know, that's basically, you know, how further she took, you know, the creators, the writers had her take the gag to the point that in this case, You know, unlike Wilford, when he did it, you know, in his nerd form, here, she would end up doing it to the point that you could walk away from her, come back like 4 or 5 hours later, she'd still be there completely melted, and you'd have to basically do exactly what he did. And then, of course, you have other gags like, you know, the heart gag where her heart's pumping out and it's pumping her head full of air and making it into a balloon and stuff like that. You know, you get a sense basically that when her character was created, it was created with the intent that every time she does a wild take in a gag, she does it tenfold. She takes it to another level. And you could see that. You could absolutely see that. And I'm glad they did that. And to me, that's what made Minerva make a very memorable character. And this is why I believe when you look back, you know, when you look back at the soft continuation, soft reboot of Animaniacs on Hulu, this is why people are upset that she was not brought back. You know, she was not brought back due to the fact that, you know, basically, hold on for a second. Like I was saying, you know, now you can see why people were upset why she was not brought back. Because basically they wanted to see this again. They wanted to see this character, you know, go out there and be who she is and, you know, invoke the gags that she's known to, you know, take part in. And if not do it, you know, if not do it even more so than she did before. I mean, I even mentioned that if they wanted to, they could have had a go and have a sort of her own, done her wild take gags, including the melting. And heck, I even said, heck, you could have her melt and have her literally seep into the ground, you know, as part of the reaction. And then all of a sudden you see like this flower pop up with her face on it, or you see this rose pop up out of the ground where she's melted and seeped into, it opens up, and out she slides, you know, slides down on a petal, if you will. To me, I think that would have been great to see. But unfortunately, it's because of, you know, how she was, you know, displayed, or in how she... Sorry about that, but like I said, you know, kind of recapping, so I didn't try to figure out where I was before I got the before the phone rang there. But like I said, you know, this is why, you know, fans want to see her because, well, fans wanted to see her, I should say, in the rebooted Animaniacs, or selfly retconned, you know, Animaniacs cartoon on Hulu, because of the fact that, you know, to me, as I've mentioned, you know, previously before the phone rang and I had to pause the audio here, the recording. Basically, she could have done a wild take like she had done previously. And I have a cough drop in my mouth, I do apologize. But anyway, like I said, she could have done a wild take like she had done previously in an old cartoon, in the original cartoons, and done it to the point like she could have melted, seeped into the ground, and then you would see like a flower rise up with her face on it, or you see like a rose, you know, raise up and open up and she comes sliding out. I mean, you could have done something like that and everything, and fans would have loved it. Fans would have loved seeing that from her because, you know, that is who Minerva is to them. I mean, this is why fans are always so glad that the Animaniacs comics by DC, you know, primarily featured her a lot because of the fact that, you know, the comics were a little bit more freelance. They didn't have to worry about, you know, any... they didn't have to worry about any, you know, restrictions or anything like that. You know, they could be as, you know, they could be as crazy and as wild as they want to be, you know, with limitations, of course, with limitations. But to me, you know, this, but to me, again, it's, you know, basically it's, you know, how she was written, it's how her character was presented, you know, that made fans love her. Because she always would get her comeuppance. You know, she would always get a comeuppance, and she would take it to the upteenth level compared to her male counterparts. You know, again, you go to meet Minerva. You know, you see all the wild takes that, all the wild takes and gags that Newt does around her, and then when she does her variation of some of his wild takes, you know, when she meets her best friend's cousin, she also adds to that. Because, again, in Meet Minerva, Newt didn't melt. In you know, at the end of it, she does, and she melts literally, you know, in the arms of her best friend's cousin's arms, or hands, if you will, literally melts through his hands, but melts, you know, by splitting herself in half and coming together, you know, on the ground as a puddle, and then reforming it as a boat horn and stuff. And he never did all that. She did. And then when you look at Moon over Minerva, the only thing she did that was similar to Wilford is the melting gag and all that. And what happens here? You know, what happens, you know, what happens here and everything? She, when she does the gag, you know, unlike Wilford, you know, because when he does it, he's still able to talk. When she does it, you know, he in his werewolf, you know, alter ego has to pick her up like a wet, you know, towel or rag and wring her out just to, you know, reform her. And then she takes it to another level by having her do the heartbeat gag, and it pumps her head up so much it becomes a balloon that starts floating off. I mean, you know, I mean, if you, I mean, when you look at that, you now, you realize, or you start to realize why fans love her so much. They love her because of the fact that she takes, you know, the wild takes, the Tex Avery wild cakes and, you know, wild takes and gags, if you will, to the upteenth level. She does the similar gags that her male counterparts do, but she also adds on to it. She adds on to it and takes it to another level. Like I said, the melting thing and Moon over Minerva, Wilford talks when he, you know, after he does it, when she does it, he has to wring her out like a wet towel, you know. Or she adds to it. Like she did some of the gags, identical gags that Newt did, you know, when he first sees her. And what does she do? She does them, but then she adds to it. And to me, that's why fans love this character, because of the fact of, you know, she's written in a way to where she'll do the gag, but she'll also, you know, add her own spice to it. She'll add her own spice to it. And to me, that's why fans wanted to see her back in the soft continuation of the Hulu version of Animaniacs. That's why fans wanted to see her back. And hey, maybe down the line they might see her back. We don't know. Time will tell. But let me know what your thoughts are. Do you agree with a lot of what I said about Minerva? How do you feel about her as a character? And do you think she does take, you know, the wild takes, the gags, you know, that some of the male counterparts that she would encounter do, but also take it to the upteenth level by adding, you know, by adding her own style to it, like the melting and all that? Let me know. And until next time, I'll talk to y'all later.